Astounding. There are no limits to science.
Science. Science. Science. Giving your life for science.
Science.
Science. I think it's an exciting time we're in because scientists themselves, often through no personal interest in faith or commitment, are asking questions which are philosophical or theological in their origin. And that's fascinating because the very fact that's happening means the science, the two worlds view of science is just breaking down because scientists are asking questions.
What is the Big Bang?
Now, the answers they give may be quite deep.
Right, well, what happened in the beginning, there was a gigantic flash of energy.
Yeah.
And some of the energy was turned into matter.
Well, they may be uninformed philosophically, they may not have thought about it a lot.
And was it like a really loud, rocking bass?
Well, a really interesting question is how theology might inform science. It's really done on a case-by-case basis. Take the great debates of the quantum mechanics with Bohr and Einstein and Schrödinger and Planck and so on.
You are scientists.
Bohr and Schrödinger and Planck and Einstein and Bohr and Planck and Schrödinger and Einstein and Einstein and Einstein and so on.
Do you not think there are things in this universe which you cannot understand and which are true?
All the stereos in the world and in the universe and in America and England and alien stereos.
My science class.
Well, once again, my friend, we find that science is a two-headed beast. One head is nice. It gives us aspirin and other modern conveniences. But the other head of science is bad. Oh, beware the other head of science, Arthur! It bites! And it can really ruin a good day off.